Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of MCU TV. Today is October 4th, and we're talking about She-Hulk Episode 7. Shiva, one of the hardest intros to do because peeling back the curtain, we're doing back-to-back between Guardians and MCU TV. And with Tim kind of running around, I've already talked about how doing the intros is hard to remember which one I'm doing. But the whole time I'm like, you cannot say good morning. It is MCU TV. And I'm like, just keep that intro together and don't step on it.
Yep. I mean, I think you did a great job. You didn't mess it up.
That's probably going to be the most stressful part of the episode I have right there. Folks, I am joined by Shiva as always. Reminder, we are part of the Random Chatter Network. Go find us over at randomchatter.com. So Shiva, I kind of had this order. I kind of want to jump to the elephant in the room on this. And Tim, you may need to bleep it because I always forget the rules. Josh is such an asshole.
You know what? It was hilarious. When she wakes up and he's gone, I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, I didn't want to be right about that.
And I was that was actually the first thought I had. I was like, oh, Sheba was right.
And I was like sitting there going, you know what? I'm like, I knew it. And I'm like, wait, we're like just at the beginning of the episode. Wait until the end before you start saying I knew it. And then waited, and then right at the end, I was like, oh, I knew it even more.
And so much, so much before I realized, like, so at first, I thought he was just an asshole.
Right.
And I had so much angst back to dating in the modern era.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we already talked about it with the dating profiles and online dating, but the, you know, do I kiss them? Do I not kiss them after a date? You know, the I really like them. When do we cross that line? Do we not cross that line?
Mm-hmm.
Even to, and folks, I know it's a stereotype that, you know, with men and, you know, everything else. In the world of modern dating, been in Jen's shoes where did the deed and all of a sudden the person stops texting you back and things and you're like, I really liked you.
Yeah.
And like all those things. So like, I was just like, oh,
and I've
been there. Jen, we can go get a cup of coffee and talk about it.
Yeah.
Not all men are like that. Like I felt so bad for it. 'Cause it was like, yep.
Yeah.
And the whole like, text, don't text. Well, they haven't texted me back. How long do I wait? Oh my God. Yeah. I had so many flashbacks.
Yeah. I was just getting so anxious for like every time. And then as I was seeing her, like trying to message or just trying to be like, well, maybe. And I'm like, in my head, I was like, it's okay. Maybe someone kidnapped him. And that's why like he went to go get something and then they took him away because they wanted to get to Jen, to She-Hulk. So they took him away. And so it was like, cause I'm like, even though I'm right at the beginning, I was like, oh, I knew it. But I'm like, but maybe it's not the end of the episode. Maybe I'm wrong. Please be wrong.
Yeah.
And then when I was right, I was like, God dang it. It was even worse than I was expecting.
No.
I was like, man, Josh. I know.
Josh was just using her.
Yeah.
To get.
I know. Yeah. I mean, had to.
There are jokes about bodily fluids, but he was using her to get some bodily fluids. And we're going to leave it at that because there's way too many avenues you can go with that. But Josh is a jerk. Josh the jerk.
It was just funny because somebody messaged, like one of our listeners messaged and was like, so have you seen She-Hulk? And I'm like, yep. And they're like, well, you were right. And I'm like, I know I was. And I was like, I was going to message you right away and be like, so Josh was an awful person and I was going to message, but then I wasn't sure when you were going to watch the episode. So it's like, I'll just wait and leave it until our recording because I didn't want to spoil it. So I was like, I'll just wait.
I actually remember. I tend to watch them on Thursdays or Fridays. I don't remember when I watched it this week.
Yeah, because I was going to message right away and be like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah. No. I think we've watched two episodes of Andor. We are so far behind on some of her TV watching.
Yeah.
All right. So we all agree Josh is a jerk.
Yep.
The worst. And he is the worst. And we assume in one of the next episodes we will see what he does with his acquired fluids. So let's talk on more positive notes now that we've gotten ripped that Band-Aid off. And again, I've been critical, like the last episode. I really enjoyed the humor in this one. After feeling bad for her, seeing that she was going up to, you know, a meal, Abomination's retreat at first, and then like seeing, you know, Manbol and El Aguila, I was like, ugh. And then as it unrolled, I was like, actually, like, I want to hang out with these guys.
Right. And then I also felt so happy for Jen that she had people who actually liked her as Jen, but also as She-Hulk. And I was like, yay. I'm like, I'm so happy. Like, I know she has Nikki. Yeah. I'm like, I know she has Nikki, but then she's found a group of people who are just like, and mostly just a group of men who aren't like, well, we like She-Hulk more than you, or we're just trying to use you to get to She-Hulk. There were just a group of men who were like, no, we really respect you. We really care about you and want to see you happy. And I'm like, that just made me just so happy for her. And I'm like, it was kind of cathartic to watch it, to be honest.
And I mean, to see, yes, the D-level heroes, using air quote, that we saw there, or hero slash villain, because Wrecker was there. One, also astounded at how many, like, and this is kind of one of the things I love that is very much like the comics, is up until kind of Endgame, I felt like we knew all the heroes, or all the superpowered people.
Yeah.
And there were rumors of them, but they were still like the rumors. They were big name ones. Now, like, we have all these other ones that, like, are around, seemingly have been around for a while, which is like the comics, where it's like, no, like, there's like for every Captain America, there's seven Manbols, Porcupines, Saracens, you know, out there as well. And I kind of love that we're starting to see that with, you know, Mr. Immortal and some of the other ones, but it's kind of
great. Like, we don't have to see all of the big name ones, because they're just, and I thought, like, all of these superheroes, or these heroes, quote unquote heroes, were adorable. They were wonderful. They seemed like, they're obviously, they're going through things, they're trying to sort it all out, but they seem like they were genuinely trying to do their best, and they just they wanted to be there to support each other, and I loved that. And it was just really heartwarming and wholesome, and I wanted more of it.
100%. And I loved the more I see Abomination Emil, the more I want of him. And I loved, and I went back today when trying to name the show episode, and because I was like, I swear I saw that on like a poster.
Yeah, it was behind a meal the whole time.
In the show. No, but if you go and look, there's so many posters of quotes. And my favorite, and this was almost the name of the show episode, is Today is Today. and then like attributed to Emil Blonsky. And there are all these like make no sense quotes from him plastered all around that when you go back and like look for them and read them, they're so hysterical.
Yeah.
But like also just so awesome at the same time.
Yeah. I just, yeah. And I know we had, because you named it Obama Must Stay. And I just remember seeing that throughout the entire episode. I was like, I'd watch Emil and I'd be like, And then my eye would drift to behind him. And I was like, does that say Obama Must Stay? I'm like, wait, what?
It was. And I slapped my knee when I saw
At one point, I just kept staring at it and just going, wait, what? Then I zoned out for a second. I'm like, I'm sorry. Oh, right. People are talking. I need to stop staring at that sign.
I hope you trademarked that.
Yeah, really, honestly, because it's hilarious.
So, I mean, we do see, you know, kind of the continued growth of Jin. And, you know, again, similar to the wedding, her kind of further coming to grips between the difference between Jen and She-Hulk and how the two can coexist and when they kind of need to coexist.
Yeah.
And I mean, a lot of it is triggered by Wrecker, who we saw in an earlier episode. And like, he's been like, yeah, no, like I made a mistake and like, I own it. And like being one of the key people to help her work through, you know, some of who, again, she's dealing with that. I mean, it took Bruce a lot longer to deal with because Bruce didn't have Manbull and Porcupine and others to help him out. He was on his own.
Mm-hmm. And it was kind of different for Bruce too, because people were terrified of the Hulk.
Oh, yeah.
Like they just, nobody, like Hulk isn't like smart Hulk people like, but Hulk, everybody was terrified of and was like, we don't want anything to do with him. And people liked Bruce, but they didn't like both of them. I think the only person I liked both of them was Tony. Tony was like, yeah, Green Monster, funny. You're also science bro. This is great. But most other people were terrified of the Hulk. So it took him a while. He was mostly just, I don't want to be the Hulk. And then it took him a while to literally combine the two together to become who he is now.
Mm-hmm.
But for Jen, she had that control already and she didn't have to get people to like She-Hulk. People already liked She-Hulk. They didn't like Jen as much. And I think that is where what was hard for her, because she likes She-Hulk because, like she said in the episode, that She-Hulk is like the more athletic, more, to her at least, how she worded it, I think it was more athletic, more popular friend at school. That is who She-Hulk is. And she was the shorter, less popular person at school. So it kind of, having that with, like, knowing that you have two people, one that is more popular and well-liked and the other who's, you know, is very capable but isn't as popular, it's been a struggle for her in that way. So it's a little different than what Bruce went through, like a different version of what he went through. And it's I like that they show that, you know, yes, Josh, and we don't like Josh, but in the last episode when we thought we liked Josh, he tried to get that out of her as well. But then this episode felt more genuine because the people there were actually like, no, we really do care about both of you. We're not just saying that. It's not just something that we're making up, but we're actually telling you that. But at the same time, you have to believe it too, because we can tell you we like you or don't, but if you don't think you like yourself and She-Hulk, it's going to be hard regardless.
And it's and spot on, and it's something that I'm really appreciating with the writers and director and actors in this is, you know, we've talked about heroes having their origin stories. This is, minus the hokey lawyer courtroom stuff that I don't like, this is such a different take on like the hero's journey.
Yep, absolutely.
And I mean, even I haven't liked, I love it when Deadpool breaks the fourth wall. I haven't loved her breaking the fourth wall, but her breaking the fourth wall for the like, oh, you probably saw, you know, him on the, you know, last episode, and she's like, oh, you didn't? Hold on, we're doing that right now.
Yeah, because literally when she said, oh, you probably, when she was saying that whole thing, I was like, she's like, oh, that guy. And I'm like, that guy? Like, why? He sounds familiar, but where did we see him? Like, and I was doing, as she was saying that, I'm like, yeah, where did we see him? And she's like, let me show you. I'm like, thank goodness, because I don't remember at all. And I don't want to Google it. And they did it for me. I was like, thanks. Thank you. Because I couldn't remember for the life of me where I remember hearing the name. But it's hilarious that they knew that people would go, huh?
Yeah. I mean, and again, really, on for, at least for me, more so than other episodes, really kind of, you know, nailed it. And I mean, we even have Emil's parole officer and his ankle bracelet, you know, isn't working and he's afraid to go up there. And like calls Jen, not because Jen is Emil's lawyer. He calls Jen because he wants a Hulk to come with him because he's afraid.
Yeah, which again, I thought that was funny too, because Jen was like, oh yeah, you need his lawyer there. And he's like, I just need a Hulk. She's like,
and I mean, I was like, oh, are we gonna get, you know, action? Is this a throwdown? Is he going back to Abomination? And you get like tiny little Emil, like, oh, I don't, you know, it's malfunctioning, you know, I didn't know, please fix it, everything's fine, you know, Obama's day.
Yeah, and then was just kind of like, but why do you leave so quickly? Like, I'm really hoping that, like, I really like this version of Emil, that he's just like, why did he just run away? And you're like, oh, you poor thing. And I'm like, and part of it worries me too. I'm like, oh no, what if he's gonna turn into a really, really bad person? And then, but I guess if he's showing up in,
you really have trust issues.
Because in the entire time during that whole group session where they're all chatting, I was like, oh, they're so sweet. Wait, are they supposed to be the bad guy? I swear Game of Thrones has ruined me also, because every time I'm like, I like that character, and then something happens, I'm like, dang, what? That doesn't help. So now every time I see a villain or like the boys, like there's so many shows that throw off my trusting thing. So I'm like, oh, they're all so sweet. I'm like, oh no, is this going to haunt me later? Like, have I attached myself to a character that's going to be pure evil later? But
I'm hoping not. Hear you.
I'm hoping I am wrong, because I don't want to be correct on that. I want them to all be lovely, wholesome individuals who helped her out. I want that to be a thing.
I mean, we can. I am hoping we continue to see that with Emil. I would actually really love in episode 9 almost an On Your Left moment where Manbull, you know, Alaguila, Porcupine, Saracen, Wrecker. I'd even take Emil turning into Abomination too and violating his parole. Like, they all come to help her out.
Oh, I would love that.
Like, yeah. You know, and they're her crew. They're like, we got your back.
Yeah, that would make me so happy. And then she'd just be like, and you could see her like smiling and being really happy that her friends are there to help her out. I just want that moment. I also would like that moment.
I want her to like, and she is, you know, getting there. And I think, I mean, we will see probably much more so in the next episode. We'll see the plot progress with Josh. I mean, she huge strides for her to delete his number.
Mm-hmm. Takes a lot.
It does take a lot. And again, folks, if you haven't gone through the world of online dating, I think we're now 4 years, more than 4 years, into dating and phones and contacts and looking through the number of, you know, everyone had their, that had their way. SD and I were actually very similar, where it was like, you know, Sheba, Bumble, Tiffany, Hinge, and like, you like the first name and like where you met them from, to like, kind of keep track of them. And like every so often, like you just like find a random name in your phone and you're like,
yeah, oh what? Gosh, yeah. It's like name, it was name, and then in brackets, it was the app that you found that you talked to them from.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God, it was so awful.
So good for Jen for hopefully truly deleting Josh. We'll see if he unghosts her.
I mean, they always try to come back. We've all been there. They always try to come back and go, hey, so funny story. And you're like, it's not that funny. And it's, you know, go away. So I'm sure he's going to come back at some point and be like, well, funny story, this is what happened. And then blah, 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 lies. So he'll probably resurface somewhere, the little sleazeball.
So we're going to minorly segue. And it's like, I've passed that time in my life, obviously, because, you know, now I'm remarried. But there was once upon a time, Sheba, I desperately wanted a podcast with Liz called Tales from the Bumble Cantina. And they were only going to be bad online dating stories. And we didn't know you at the time. But yeah. I feel like if we can corner Lizzie, like, I can dust off a couple old ones.
Oh, yeah.
Stories. I mean, I feel like that's a good mini series of just stories of bad online dating.
I've had online dating, but because I'm South Asian, I also had like, they're called rishta setups. So it's like just a setup by parents, mm-hmm. people you know, and they invite people over to your, I have a lot of stories where people just, my mom was like, we're going to meet some random person. I'm like, okay. And then she was like, just kidding. Only the parents are coming. So hide in your room and pretend like you're not home. And I had to sneak my way out again to pretend I was going to the garage because I had to pretend like I was out and then just get back into the house. It was a whole bunch of randomness. My poor sister couldn't come downstairs or eat because then they might consider her for the guy instead of, it was so many great, wonderful stories that I have shared at some point with friends, or I think the whole reason I started my hashtag perpetually single blog and Instagram and all that was to blog about things like this and to share things and just share random hilarious stories of things that happen in like dating, but also just being like, I'm not just dating, I'm doing other things. But I haven't used an online app in a while because they just give me a headache and I'm just like, whatever, I'll just meet people in person. It's fine.
All right. I'm gonna reach out to Lizzie. We're gonna drag her back in. We're gonna do a couple special episodes.
Yeah, I think that would be hilarious. We could do like a Valentine's Day special.
We got time.
Yeah, exactly.
I do feel like though, we've got two episodes left. I'm not saying we're in the traditional Marvel rushed final episode or two. But I feel like we're in the final Marvel, like, I don't know what they're trying to wrap up, which is part of the problem. At least like in other ones, we know like, oh, here are the 17 subplots that they have to wrap up into a bow in 30 minutes. Here I'm like, they have to wrap up some things in a bow. I don't know what those things are, though. Josh?
The Josh thing. I mean, is Titania going to come back because her teeth got knocked out? And she's probably mad about that.
Is Bruce coming back?
Yeah, is Daredevil actually going to show up?
Are we actually going to see Daredevil?
Yeah. Was that just, like a tease? Like, just kidding. He's not actually in it. It's just his helmet. What's happening? We have three episodes?
I want episode 9 end credits to be Charlie Cox walking across the street and him breaking the fourth wall and being like, what?
You thought I was going to be in this episode or this series? Yeah. And then having all those fanboys who are just watching this show just for that get so angry would be hilarious. Yeah. I would die of laughter.
That's what I want at this point for him.
Honestly, that would be hilarious. Everybody would, because I've seen people who are like, we're only watching this because Charlie Cox is in it. And it's only a specific kind of person that is making these claims. But I just want them to be so angry because this show is great. I'm enjoying it. I just want those people to be angry because that's the only reason they were watching it. So be angry. Be angry.
Yeah. No, 100%. Other than that, I don't really know what to expect in the last couple episodes.
Yeah, me neither. I'm still hoping for more Titania because apparently she was supposed to be in all the rest of the episodes, but she was not in this episode. So, I don't know what's going on there. Still waiting for another major we got one Titania versus She-Hulk battle, but I want another one. I want more. I really like.
I know you do. Where I'm actually at, and if you'd asked me a few episodes ago, I wouldn't be here. Where I really am at is, I'm fine with whatever you do. I just want season 2.
Yes, I would like a season 2.
A few weeks ago, I would have been like, if they'd announced season 2, I would have been like, oh, great, season 2. Now I'm kind of like, you know what? You've made me laugh enough times. I've groomed through some.
Yeah.
I'll take a season 2. I want to see what you're going to do with it.
Yeah. I'm happy to have more. I'm enjoying the show. It's very, it's light. There's no stress. It's just fun.
Yeah. So who knows what we're going to see? We're actually recording this on a Tuesday, so we'll know tomorrow.
On Thursday. Thursday.
So Thursday.
Yeah.
Because of life and COVID, so.
Yeah.
We'll know soon enough with it. And we will, fingers crossed, be back to a more scheduled recording sooner after that. Stay tuned. And we will certainly, whatever day of the week it is, talk to you next week about more She-Hulk. Take care.